Well, hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Green, and this is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for listening in. This is episode 28. We made it a long time here, and we are super happy that you've joined us for the ride. Today in our studio, we have invited many people, but only one person decided to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to join. And then we had a second person that stood up and joined them and said, you know what? I'm going to join too. So now we have 50 people in the studio. They're super excited.
Calm down.
I know. There they all are. Okay. All right. Everybody calm down. All right. So we've got a couple people here. They're actually going to be joining us on the show. The first person, his name is Darius. He has come from afar. He has come from a mini land far away. He used to live in Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the Greenhouse Podcast, Darius.
At long last, Jordan, after what? 2 months of bringing a backpack with audio gear.
Well, hey, man, I'm glad you brought your backpack. Oh, my backpack. You're talking about my backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I brought that here. And here we are.
There really are 50 people in this room, by the way. I don't know if you're actually... Yeah.
Everybody's getting too excited because
one of them has a chair. I don't know why he's holding it above his head.
Oh my goodness. And who is this next to you? Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen, it's
the
Jess.
Pope. Or Jess.
Oh. The Pope? The Pope here too? I was wondering who that was next to you to your left. But to your right, we have Jess.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here.
So, listeners, we have two people in our studio today. One is a male, one is a female. And then there's me. That's three. And then there's the 50.
But which one's which, Jordan?
But which one's which? We're taking polls now.
Polls are closed.
Now on Twitter, # the Greenhouse Podcast. We're taking votes now. Oh, my goodness. Good grief.
Where do I vote?
Now, guys, of course, now that you are familiar with the people who are on our show, let's give you a little insight on who we are. In case this is your first time listening, we are a podcast where we really just talk about anything, right? It doesn't matter because generally it's pretty much nothing. And we have people who have something to say. The people that we've had on the show in the past have been super interesting, super fun. And now we're excited to have another amazing time. If you want to learn more about the show, you can go to thegreenhousepodcast.com or you could visit us on our Instagram page at thegreenhousepodcast. What do you think about Instagram, guys?
There's pictures there. I enjoy it.
There are. I scroll.
Yeah, and sometimes I click the little hearts, but it's very rare because, you know, not everything deserves a love.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. It's very deep.
I feel like double tapping. What if they just changed it to one tap?
No, I don't tap anyone.
Okay, no. Let's talk about this.
Make it easier. We all love to love.
Whoa. Let's address this. Those photos that say double tap to, you know, create some image on the thing. It's just a way of getting likes.
I guess.
It's a life hack.
That's a pretty...
No, you know how I get likes. But hashtags.
It's the beard, actually.
Is it really?
Probably.
I use that hashtag beard all the time.
I believe it.
I get a lot of beard followers.
You know,
now.
I have to ask, does the beard ever get in the way of this podcast?
It gets away of the microphone sometimes.
Does
sometimes
it?
It'll just knock
that.
Right over.
Does it?
Hey, my beard's strong. What can I say? The beard is strong with this one.
Hashtag the beard is strong.
Hashtag the beard is strong with this one. I think that's a hashtag. Who the heck knows?
I'll tell you who doesn't know the Hyatt Place.
The Hyatt Place.
Gwinnett Mall.
That's
speaking
our host
which,
tonight.
Speaking of which, this episode is sponsored by the Hyatt.
No, it's not.
Not
you can't
really.
Say that. What are you doing, dude?
Hey, I mean, this show has been sponsored by God knows what in every single episode.
Ferrari.
Why not?
Disclaimer, the Hyatt Place has no clue we're doing this right now.
The small print. No, it is not being sponsored. But we are in a Hyatt right now.
We are.
And a heist.
And we're also high up.
Oh,
in the building.
In the building. Raise the roof.
Woot, woot.
Man, this is going out of...
Hashtag sixth floor?
Hashtag sixth floor. Hashtag window view.
Tag high rollers club.
Roll in.
This is not a rap. This is not... There's no shamp. What is happening right
okay.
now?
Anyway, let's start with you, Darius. Darius, you used to live here in Georgia, and that's, you know, that's why I invited you to the show originally. And then we got a surprise guest. Oh my gosh, super excited about Jess. But Darius, why did you move to Florida? First of all, you don't have to go into too many details. let me start here.
I don't know what DTL is, but
how long did you live
details?
In Georgia? How did you get there? And are you enjoying where you live now?
Okay, so
that's three questions in one.
Yes, yes, and yes. No, my story, to condense it down, was born in Romania, moved to Washington State when I was 9 months old. So let's not say I had a choice. And then
Washington State.
Yep.
Basically, he's a vampire because Romania, and then, you know, Twilight takes place, and he does sparkle.
No, I don't.
This is true. It might be. I've seen it before. Now tell us a little about Romania. How long did you live there until you were 9 months?
Goat country. What do you expect a 9 month old to remember about goat country?
Have you been back since,
yes.
since you left? Really? Okay.
There are many more goats.
And
goats
you took pictures.
Goat's eye.
Plural.
Goat's eye.
Is
that how you say it?
Please somebody say it in Romanian.
Is that how you say it in Romanian? Is that Romanian for
that's
a good time?
Good luck spelling that. I don't have no idea.
I love it.
So Washington State, and then we moved to Georgia, and I graduated. It's what? It's April now?
Wow.
April 4th.
1 year, 6 hours.
A day after my birthday.
Wow.
And I graduated in May, and then after that, some really exciting stuff popped up in California, and around the same time that simultaneously happened, I applied to some other Sunshine State company that many people visit.
You recognize can, and visit.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sure.
And I have been enjoying that since thus far.
Wow.
And I enjoy it. I love it. I spent 6 years at Apple getting to know a bunch of different people, and I love them.
Mostly bearded.
Mostly bearded, sure.
Yeah, you know what's funny, though? The people that know me know that... I mean, you can't tell what ethnicity I am.
Yeah, sure.
So it's
I mean, I could tell.
Except, obviously, the security people at Disney know because they just...
If you work in an airport, you look for people like me to put through a metal detector, right? If you look at people like that look like me and you put a beard on me, then...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Any kind of... Yeah, anyways.
As long as we don't put my beard on you. I like my beard where it is.
Dude, I could not...
it wouldn't be the right color. It wouldn't compliment.
It's like an extra 10 minutes just washing my face to get all that...
You don't want to know the struggle, man. You don't want to know the struggle.
Are there oils? Are there...
Well, I have a separate podcast just for my beard now.
Get your oil changed.
You can look that up under.
Does your beard speak on the podcast?
It does. It does. It created its own beard page on Facebook. It's a long story. We won't even go
there.
Have
you seen that Skittles commercial where the guy's beard like reaches onto a table and feeds a lady a Skittle?
Taste the rainbow.
No.
Yeah, I actually sponsored that ad.
Did you?
Yeah, twice a week.
I made
a dollar per ad?
Did you or your beard sponsor that ad?
Let's just say I won't go there. So anyway, topic number one on the list, by the way.
Oh, now we got a list. Okay, good.
Topic number one, and Jess, I know you can speak to this too, because you also live in Florida, correct?
Yeah, most of the time.
So most of the time.
What really times depends. Don't you live in Florida?
I mean, for 23 years of 22 years of my life, I lived in Disney, so.
Wow.
No, I mean in New Jersey.
Big, you know, there's
funny.
There's so much alike.
You know, when I think New Jersey, I think Disney.
That's what
Disney,
I felt like.
Either one has mystical wildlife creatures,
at least
in my part of Jersey.
I got the Mickeys in
New
Jersey.
I got the deers. You know, all the Bambis we hit with our cars in New Jersey. You know, it's no big deal.
What is happening?
We all understand this. We all understand the struggle. So speaking of crazy different places, living in different places, we all have to have one thing in common.
Pants.
Gosh, you were reading my mind.
No
ready?
Way.
One, two, three, sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Wait, awkward.
Okay.
Sandwich pants.
I thought
pants.
That the new word was...
But honestly,
hoagies.
This has been a topic of the week lately, and I don't know what time you guys are listening to this episode, listeners, but lately in April, we have been the beginning week of April, which is also the week of the birthday of Darius.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Which was yesterday. We're going to talk about that. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. We got a big surprise later, ladies and gentlemen.
Dun,
stay tuned.
Dun, dun.
Stay tuned after this break. Here we go. No, I'm kidding. There's no breaks in this show.
Wait, what?
What?
You guys, I just drank like six Red Bulls. There has to be a break.
I got
to
go.
I have to go.
You have no idea. No, but pants. That's been the topic.
Nice segue, Jordan.
Thank you.
But pants.
That's been the topic all week. Everybody's been talking about it. Donald Trump, he's been all over this.
How are you tying these things together?
Trump pants. I mean, it makes perfect sense. Good grief. He wears pants on his head. He wears
pants at least twice a day.
On his head.
Oh my God. Take care
of the hair situation.
But anyway, what is going on with pants lately? Darius, I know you had some thoughts about it. We were talking about it over dinner. What is your thoughts?
We had dinner?
Oh, yeah, we did have dinner.
We did.
Oh, man. I can say this. Pants in sunny Florida need to be shorts or shortsen or shortses.
Shorts.
Just don't have pants that extend, you know, past your kneecap. That's a guideline, not a necessary rule.
Sure. Yeah. We've all been there.
You know, I will say this. A good pair of jeans, never going to turn them down. But dude, the amount of black that I have worn in my life, black pants, mm-hmm. I may want to talk to a therapist.
Now, see, why black? Are you trying to blend in?
I don't know.
I'm sure it's some deeper,
it's just
something dark and secret deep inside.
Like,
I got to wear the black pants today.
I don't know.
You know what? Pants are actually, it's a compliment to the rest of your outfit, honestly. I mean, people mostly think, hey, I'm just putting these on to be presentable because this is what the world expects of me. But if we're being honest, pants are it's a fashion statement.
Or you just don't want to wash them, ergo, you can't see where they wear.
I mean, you don't have to wear pants.
Whoa.
Oh, okay, we have a whole nother perspective.
No. What? Oh, dude.
See, this is
what
this
kind
is
of guidelines are for the podcast? Lay them down, dude.
Honestly, okay, one, when you're showering, do you wear pants?
I mean, I've worn many things while showering. First of all, we're not going to talk about the hats that I've worn. Second of all, pants have always been an optional for me.
See?
While showering. Yeah,
exactly.
I've worn twice, at least twice.
How about kilts?
Each day.
Have you worn kilts?
You know, several friends of mine, I'm not going to mention a person who was on episode 2 who might have worn a kilt.
See? Therefore, you do not need pants. They're an option. Women wear dresses,
true.
Skirts.
Let it be known that I'm searching Jordan's soul for the person. I think I have a lock on it. So
All you have to do is open your iPhone and go to iTunes and type in the Greenhouse Podcast and push episode 2.
We haven't done that.
Wait. click. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. What is that? Let me see that. Hand me the phone. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa,
wow.
Jordan.
That's my face.
You had this person on there?
I'm on iTunes. Oh. What?
Sandy's a girl?
Oh, my gosh. Well, moving on to subject.
Okay.
Which is, wait for it, let's say it all at the same time.
Sandwiches.
Wait, you didn't count
down.
That
was close.
Try again. One.
Three.
Pants.
Six.
Seven.
Oh!
What is happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, the next subject is... Pie.
Pikachu.
Pie. Oh, no. Speaking of pie.
It says right here on the notes.
Speaking of Pikachu.
No, okay, let's get this straight. There's
notes.
A notebook provided
by this
here Jordan.
This is like the first one we've actually maybe
Jordan, planned. And number one is
not actually working out.
Pants. And there's a little emotion, a little picture of pants and just can't breathe. And then this says pie. And then, by the way, it says Darius is a butt. And then it says balloons and poop.
There's so
poop.
Many. There's so many
poop.
Things we can talk about.
There's
is that Jell-O?
Poop
is that
on
Jell-O?
The paper.
Did we write down Jell-O?
I'm not.
Yeah, because Jell-O is Lo Stokely and my couple name.
It's related. Oh, really?
Yeah, but we're not. Like romantically involved. We're just
what is happening right now?
So it's Jess and Lo. Oh, so we're Jell-O.
Darius. Oh, Darius, I did not know this. Wow. Jess, well done. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're very happy together.
Anyway, pie. Speaking of pie, oh, by the way, Darius, I don't know if you knew this, but.
Bet you $10 I did.
Jess and I had a surprise for you.
I knew it.
Okay. So I need you to put your hands behind your back.
What? No. What? Again,
and
my question stands, what kind of podcast is this?
You're under arrest.
I thought this was I do not feel safe in my work environment.
Here come the police. Yep. All right. Now I want you to close your eyes.
No, I'm out. No,
okay,
I'm out.
Okay,
No.
No, so get this. Did you know that surprises started in the late 1700s?
Yeah.
Founded by a caveman in a small, well, He wasn't in a small car, obviously. The cars weren't invented yet.
I understood he was Welsh.
Welsh?
Welsh.
Is his last name Welsh?
I think so. He's the guy that invented Welsh's, I believe.
Yes.
Welsh's.
Yeah.
Yes.
His head looked like a grape, so he thought, hey, why not? Let's call it Welsh's.
Is it Welsh or Welch?
Welsh.
Yeah, it sure is.
The answer is yes.
Boy, oh boy.
The answer is yes. Well, hey, well, that's exciting. Well, anyway, surprises started way, way back in the past. So we have one of our assistants, you know, Jess is still sitting right here next to us, of
course.
She's an assistant. But one of our assistants, besides you, me, or Jess, is over there getting together
one of the other 50
surprise.
People in the room.
Now, once we all sit down with this surprise, we're going to talk about how this surprise came to be.
Right.
But obviously, we're going to, in the meantime, talk about how surprises connected with this that I'm pointing to right here in our notes.
Balloons.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah.
So, balloons
yeah.
originally had a lot to do with the surprises, as you know. Come on.
Tell
us about your 8th birthday growing up. Tell me there wasn't a balloon. What if there really wasn't a balloon?
Do you honestly want my like, let's not get a right answer? Because
hey,
I remember my 8th birthday was back in Washington State, and I remember getting a soccer ball, and I was so excited that in my fit of joy, I kicked it, wanted to be a soccer player, and what direction did my genius brain kick it? Over the fence. So my joy lasted for like 6 seconds until I punted that thing over into the
and
neighbor's
it was
yard.
Gone.
No, dude, I like.
Oh, did you? You can go over the neighbor
and
ask for
franked
back.
It over the fence and like snuck around and grabbed it and
really?
Then realized.
Reminds me of Sandlot.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the problem is while those kids were crafty and fun and on camera, I was afraid of getting my butt whipped and did not know how to get back over the fence. So I kid you not, I knocked on, thank goodness that they were home, knocked on the neighbor's...
What was their name?
Neighbor, of course. And it was
Mr.
Welsh.
Mrs. Neighbor.
Mr. Welsh.
With oh,
the,
really?
With the
this
grape
is where
head.
It
yeah.
all comes from.
And I knocked on their window. Okay, you imagine you're sitting at home, you're taking a nap, and you hear a knock, 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 and you see this little runt with a soccer ball, and you're like, how did you get in my backyard?
Yeah,
and
I don't
sure
even
enough,
have to imagine it. I was there.
Very few words were spoken, and I just shuffled my way through the house, out the front door, like nothing happened. So you want to talk about balloons? There's one.
Good grief. That wasn't. That's more than a balloon. That's a blown up, seriously hard.
Well,
balloon.
You asked me about my 8th birthday, ergo.
Yeah.
Someone's wow. holding fire
now,
next to my face.
Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of balloons, speaking of surprises.
Looks like candles.
Darius has a big surprise. Happy birthday, my friend. This.
Congratulations, it's a cake.
It's a giant cake.
It's really hot. There's
I know.
Fire on it.
I know. You'll have to move that microphone a little bit closer to the telephone.
Eat
By
it?
The way,
Here.
The phones
now.
Have been ringing off the hook. We've been getting calls like
ring,
never
ring.
Before.
Can you please hold?
Exactly. We're freaking
ring,
out
ring.
By how many calls there
Can
are.
Can you please hold?
Jeez.
Jennifer.
What
kind of ringtone is this?
Happy birthday, man. Oh. Wow.
Oh, you're fired. Get
well,
out.
Happy
Can
birthday,
wait.
My friend. We brought you a cake.
Can I blow
and
them out individually?
Yes, yes.
In Ukrainian.
You need to blow every single one of those candles.
One.
Aw.
Four. 11.
Is he blowing one at a time?
Yeah, he's trying.
Wow.
This one.
Let's play.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's play how long does it take for the smoke detectors to go off and us to be kicked out of this room.
Hello.
Well, let's take. Jess is smoking a candle.
A candle. Oh, it's getting real. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this podcast, there is a behind the scenes video to watch the very first birthday ever on the Greenhouse Podcast.
Whoa! I'm the first birthday on here ever.
You're the first birthday.
I should celebrate ceremoniously. Let
you
me stick my face in the cake.
Why are you rubbing your nipples?
Now, by the
God,
way,
this is a family show.
Darius, there is a story behind
turned
this cake.
Turned into Bob Saget all of a sudden.
The cake.
Well, there's some to edit out.
There's something to. So there is.
Wait.
There's a story.
So cake.
Yes.
It has to be.
So cake is the subject. No, there's a story behind this cake. When Jess and I found this cake for
okay,
you, we were looking for
a
special cake.
You brought me into Publix, and then you told me to go away, and I walked up and down the soda aisle like
for 6 hours.
An immigrant in an airport.
Hey,
didn't
man.
Know exactly what to buy.
I was wondering why they announced on the intercom.
Up s'mores. I
you
picked
did.
Up
Those
hey,
were amazing s'mores.
Darius Dinescu. Darius Dinescu.
So if you can't see, ladies and gentlemen, this is a red velvet cake. For those of you who can't see,
if you
which
can't
is all
see,
of you.
Jess is literally eating the candle. Have you ever, dude? You're
no, this is the red. You. This was the last of red velvet cake that they had at the shop, man, at the bakery. It was
literally.
A sign. We had to get it. We heard you might have an interest in red velvet of some sort.
It's okay.
It's all right. Whatever. We'll eat it. So now we're super excited to eat it. We have three forks here.
Wait, but there's 50 people in the room. Why do you got three forks?
I know.
We're not going to Jesus this cake.
We're going to take a little piece of the cake.
We're gonna
fling
it.
Yeah,
pass it
right at the people in the studio.
Put it in a blender with forks in their mouths.
What? I'm so confused tonight.
Now
you must be drunk.
Actually,
there's no
sober.
Alcohol anywhere. I
exactly.
I'm confused.
Exactly.
Confuzzled.
So now we're gonna go ahead and talk about nothing obviously, but
Quick Trip.
Tell me, what was your first experience at Quick Trip like?
Oh, you know what?
I'm gonna let
Jess take this
first.
One because she's a newbie to Georgia and
okay.
You shush me. Jordan, your guest shushed me, or the assistant, whatever you want to call this woman.
Oh, she can shush whoever she wants. She has a story about Quick Trip, and we are ready to hear it.
So, coming from New Jersey Philadelphia Trucksville, no one knows where that is, I've been solely raised on Wawa and Sheetz, so I swear by Wawa. But a couple months
a
year ago.
Sheetz?
Sheetz, yes.
Did you say Sheetz?
It's
or,
spelled
okay.
S-H-E-E-T-Z.
Okay, we're on the same page now.
Yeah, not Sheetz. anyway.
Now I have to edit this in post. No, keep going.
In that case, nipples. There you go. Edit that out.
That being said, yeah, Wawa and Sheetz was like the thing. So coming to Georgia for the first time, which was after I met Darius a little over a year ago, he took me to Quick Trip. And I'm a huge fan of ices or slushies, whatever you want to call it. So I went there, and they had all these glorious flavors.
I do love the flavors. You can mix and match.
Yes. So I mixed them all, and I matched them all, and then I drank it. And that's all I know about QT, that there's flavors.
What you missed was the whole point that sour green apple is the best flavor ever.
But you see, Wawa is still the best gas station food ever.
Listen, ma'am, you're in the South. Wawa doesn't exist. It just sounds like you're saying the same word twice.
Well, listen here. The reason I wanted to bring Quick Trip up.
Where did Jordan get a cake spatula all of a sudden?
Oh, it's been in my pocket this
whole
time.
Don't worry, it was free.
You were wondering why I was happy to see you.
It's a good thing I had this cake spatula.
It was free,
on my back.
Just like our forks.
Oh,
unfortunately,
man.
We do not have sporks or spoons.
Well, we can actually. I'll have what he's having first of all, and we can actually use our hands if we wanted to.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yeah. Now, so. Here we go. We're going to eat this cake. It comes full circle because we all met at Quick Trip 7 years ago.
What?
And here we are on Darius's birthday.
We sure did.
I just said the
first
time I've been
there
was a year ago.
So everyone, we're using the hashtag happy birthday Darius, hashtag the Greenhouse Express. If you want to tweet us out on Instagram
hashtag
right now.
Hashtag we don't have to wear pants.
Hashtag we don't have to wear pants.
Why? Listen.
Hashtag Jell-O is awesome.
Yes!
And,
public decency demands we put pants on and clothing. Oh, I gotta make this clear, don't I?
Let me go put my pants on now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're cutting the cake. We're not cutting the cheese. Here it goes. Darius gets the first slice. And, of course, we're going to have to go into our next section of the show. As Darius is cutting the cake, I'm going to play the sound, which we all know and love, and we call it...
It's cutting.
We call it...
Oh, dude, this is like
the improv. The improv section three. And here's the sound. Right, guys, we all know what that sound means. That sound is the section called improv.
You guys, I almost destroyed this cake spatula.
Indeed. So, we always start with a who, what, where, when, and why.
Yes.
But let's start with the first three that are the easiest. And those three are who, what, where. So the who is, Darius and Jess, you are the customers. In this store. Now this store, is this shop, as you will, is a candy shop. Very fitting for we are eating practically sugar at the moment. Please pass a fork. Yes, I'm excited. No, I have a fork. I'm kidding. So we're going to eat this red velvet cake. As we do this
improv.
Cake cutting
god. Look at this cake.
It's amazing.
Beautiful. Tell Martha Stewart
and
she's screwed.
I'm going to be the owner of this.
Oh, crap.
Of this candy shop.
Sorry.
The candy shop is called Oh Crap.
And we're just going to pretend like we're in this situation while we eat this cake. And
wait. Here we go. You want to tell me some guests walked in holding cake in their hands and just decided to badger some guy behind a counter?
That's right.
All right, game on. Let's go.
Jess and Darius, are you ready to do the improv section of the Greenhouse Podcast?
Sugar.
Did you just say
is
yes?
That an answer? A yes or a no was what really was looking
yes.
for.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Cake. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Oh, hello. Welcome to my candy shop. This is Jordan's candy shop.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm looking for a gumball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I noticed you're limping there. Are you okay?
It's the birth. Yeah,
it's the birth? Did you say it's the birth? Did you just give birth to something?
Hey, I got a question.
Okay.
The gumdrop.
Oh, yes. We have 6 gumdrops.
I need them.
All of them? I only have 6 left. Are you sure? I mean, the customer's always right.
What about the one in the window?
Okay, let me look at... Oh, yes. This is a lovely one.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi. Are you with this gentleman?
No.
I was in line here first.
You were in line?
Why is she laughing?
She seems like she really needs something. I feel like we should go ahead and help both of you at the same time.
I need more sugar, specifically gumdrops.
Gumdrops, okay.
She wants gumdrops?
Yes, yeah.
They're my gumdrop.
I need 7.
What's your name?
I know you both want gumdrops. He did ask for all 6 before you came in, ma'am.
Hey. Giggles.
I am actually the Jordan from the Jordan Candy Shop. So wow. I know you guys are
both
surprised.
My name's Lucy. What's your name?
Oh.
Offended. You're taking my gumdrops.
Oh,
Lucy.
Gosh. I am stuck in the middle of this. So he's offended, obviously.
Extremely.
and Jess...
name is Lucy.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm talking about my wife, Jess. She's in the back. She really likes the gumdrops. So Jess in the back,
Mr.
she loves
Jordan,
gumdrops.
Don't you have a sister named Jess too?
Oh, I have a sister named Jess. I have a wife named Jess. My maiden name is Jess.
You want to know what I have?
Oh,
no gumdrops.
Obviously, yes. Now let me just give you this much. They're $29.65 a pop.
I have a medical emergency. I need them now, or my puppy will perish.
All right. How about this? I'll tell you what.
2 words.
What? Wow. Well, there's no need to
my puppy.
I can't tell if
drop.
You're angry right now, sir, or if you're just you're just offended still.
Listen, offended. My puppy, his name is Gumdrop because all he eats are gumdrops, purple and blue and green.
Well, we only have green today.
Oh, well, that's fine. He eats green.
Okay. But what kind of color did you want, by the way?
All of them. I needed all
See,
of them.
You can't even have what you want anyway.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'll
you
tell you what.
Stop giggling.
I'll tell you what. And I'm not laughing at you guys. I'm laughing at my
is throbbing.
My daughter, Jess.
It's raining outside. And I don't have gumdrops.
Oh, boy.
Worst birthday.
Look, it's raining gumdrops, Mr.
You're
offended.
Touching my face. Why are you? I don't know you, Lucy.
I'm trying to show you.
You seem like you're having an episode. I just needed gumdrops. This turned into an episode, and I'm tired.
What is that? Are you wiping your eyes with your cloth?
It's a condition.
It's a condition. Okay.
He's crying gumdrops, therefore he does not need them.
Listen.
My dog needs gumdrops.
I'll tell you what.
Or gumdrop will die.
Woo! Listen, y'all got gumdrops.
Wow. Well, I have to say this. I did just eat 5 of them.
Did you?
I'm sorry. While you guys were talking, it was just too much. I was craving them like crazy. My wife normally eats them, but I was really interested. So,
listen.
We only have 1 left now, so we're going to have to make a deal.
Do you 2 ladies mind if I get in front of you?
Now, who are you?
Hey, what's your first?
I don't care. Do you mind?
Wait. Offended. You're a woman?
No, this is... Who are you? Offended is no... Is offended a woman?
Oh, boy. Shit, it's still here.
There's 3 people in my store now.
Are you kidding me? I'm Doug Diggadome. Of the dome...
Of the dome...
Yeah, that one. That Doug Diggadome.
Doug Diggadome.
Incredible.
Did you also need gumdrops?
I need it. How'd you know?
Well, I had a feeling.
He's too rich for gumdrops, though. He doesn't have a dog that depends on
him. Who is this?
I am Lucy.
Ah, Lucy. My car's still on. I'm gonna go turn it off.
Okay.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he just left. That was the door slamming right there.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Did he take the gumdrop?
Oh, God. Where did it go?
He must. Oh, my God, they're gone. Oh,
I've
no.
been robbed.
No, God, they're no.
Well,
no.
Forget about it.
Why are you touching me?
Listen, both of you need to calm down. I've been robbed. My store is out a lot of money. Those gumdrops were worth a lot.
The only thing I came here for.
You're telling me.
My dog is
I had to deal with you
die.
For guys for like the last 5 minutes here.
My dog, come try.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, listen, guys. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You've both been great, obviously. But,
I demand some form of
some sort of rebate, I guess. Yeah. Except you didn't buy anything. Neither one of you. You didn't even offer me money. Man. All right, fair enough. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go ahead and give you both a piece of gum. And I'll give you my eye drops. They're for my second cousin, but he's not coming into town this weekend.
I needed eye drops.
Hopefully, there you go. And maybe you needed.
I hate gum.
They're like gumdrop. Listen, you've had enough.
All right. Well,
you're not very nice.
We're closing up shop, guys. I gotta go. I gotta. Yep. All right. Here we go. I'm pushing you guys out.
Would you like to grab some gumdrop coffee with me while we go out the aisle?
You good? Okay. Goodbye. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Jess and Darius on the Greenhouse Podcast in the house.
Dude, you broke the mic, bro.
By the way, I am dropping mics.
A woman out here that wants gumdrops, I'm going to talk to her.
Oh, I noticed.
Yeah. Seriously.
Well done, guys. I enjoyed that a lot. I hope you did too.
Did you?
I did not.
Well, neither did the viewers.
There are none.
Because they're all listeners. Oh, boy.
Clever.
Clever indeed. Well, guys, thank you for joining in on that spontaneous improv.
You're welcome.
But of course, totally after improv, you know what that means, guys.
No.
Well, it's time for the questions and answers section
Game
of the
on.
Show.
Game on.
Maybe we should have watched this. Questions and answers. Questions and
answers. This is my jam.
Love that voice, by the way.
Drop.
All right, guys, this is the part of the show that we actually.
Bubbles.
Get to hear answers from our guests in this episode. Now, the questions are actually presented from our previous guest from the last episode. They did not know it was going to be you.
Can I get a name?
Did not know it was going to be them.
Can I get a name?
Yes, his name is Jensen, and here is question number one.
Which U.S. president, alive or dead, would you least want to fight in a boxing match?
Either one of you can choose to answer.
Jess, have at it.
Cool. And that means, Darius, you have to answer the next one.
No. I can answer this one right now. Right. I just ladies first.
Jess, it's already Jess's.
You can go ahead.
First off, I never want to fight a man with wooden teeth. So George Washington, not happening. And two, I don't want to fight a guy that can just take down a moose. And so Teddy Roosevelt's out the window.
I was going to say Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I beat you, too.
Oh, I like it. It's a joint.
And I took your gumdrop.
And you took the gumdrops.
I did.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, here's question number two. That's a good answer, by the way.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to comment on that. Question number two.
So picture you are the narrator in Fight Club. By the way, I just found out today, never realized it before, that Edward Norton's character doesn't have a name in the movie Fight Club, nor the book. But yeah, so there's no name for him. But picture you are him, the narrator, in Fight Club. And you come to that realization point in the movie where you realize that you are Tyler Durden. Sorry, I should have said spoiler alert.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. I feel like everybody's seen it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, then you deserve to have it spoiled.
Fight Club.
You realize you're Tyler Durden.
Wow.
Would you fight it? And try to fight against being Tyler Durden, or would you go all in and be Tyler Durden?
So, my answer to the question is, if I was Tyler and I had to choose between being Tyler or not being Tyler, I would choose the bar of soap.
Mm-hmm. We've all been there. Darius, do you have a comment?
This question based on seeing the box of
yes.
the... God, It's like watching Bambi going like, I want to buy a gun.
I mean, when I saw Fight Club, I fell asleep. I don't know what happened. There were people and then there's Brad Pitt and he's not that great. So I slept.
Isn't Fight Club the one where Brad Pitt is always Brad holding Pitt. A cigarette but never actually smokes it? Or am I thinking about a different movie?
Oh.
He always goes
Brad Pitt is, it seems like he's always smoking.
You know, he's just annoying.
I don't like the amount of eye winking and
It's Twitch.
Yeah, let's call that a Twitch.
I think he has a crush on Brad Pitt.
Oh, well, we're not going to go there. Are you talking about me? I'm kidding.
Jordan, you're sweating.
Oh, gosh, so much sweat.
He's farting, too.
No, but I mean, do you have a comment, Darius, or are you good?
You know what? Between the bleak between the bleak reality that he lived in and and the ability to live in a fantasy world.
But which world was the fantasy?
I'm gonna go with.
And I didn't even see the whole movie.
Go with reality. I'm gonna nice. Nuke the opinion
but
to.
But which one was reality?
Oh, see, these are the questions.
Listen, Leo, you already won your Oscar. Knock it off, okay?
I was thinking more Freddie Mercury, but thank you.
Oh my God,
good point. Well,
tushy.
You guys, guess what?
More
chicken
questions.
Butt.
Yes, you're right. Hey! Chicken butt. You win. Here's some red velvet cake. So you actually get to ask two questions for the next guest on our show. You get to pick two questions. Darius, you get to pick a question. And Jess, you get to pick a question for the next guest. And you do not know who this guest will be. And they do not know that it's going to be you asking it. Cheers. Go. Question number one.
If you were any color gumdrop, what color would you be?
Too soon.
Too soon.
I've got a question.
Supposing you went skydiving with a buddy. And you both were really excited and poof, you jumped and you're sitting there midair and you pull. What? No, let me get there. God.
Yeah.
And you pull the cord and nothing happens. Given you didn't try your reserve cord. Okay. So in that split moment of absolute panic, you filled up your diaper and your world is completely flatlined.
That means you pooped a lot.
What thoughts would you have in your head, primarily like the first thought of, oh no, this must be a prank. So essentially, you're pushed out of an airplane, you pull the first cord, it doesn't work.
What are your thoughts? I like it.
That was a lot better than my
That's
question.
A really long question, though.
I don't care.
You really milked
Tyler
it.
Tyler Durden.
My question is, if you could be any animal, what animal would you be?
Tyler Durden.
Soap.
I want to be soap.
Well, we just knocked out two questions. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you, the listeners, are going to have to wait till next week to hear the answers to these questions.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we'll be right back after this quick break.
Spoiler alert, there is a handle from a cake spatula, and it has become a shank.
It has.
There's no gumdrops.
First of all, I told you no weapons, Darius.
Why don't you tell Publix to make better
you can't
quality?
Tell a Romanian
better quality,
better quality spatulas, dude.
Yeah, or I think it's called a knife spatula.
A natula. I just got shanked by a natula.
We've all been there.
I used it in a sentence.
All right, now, Jess, have you ever lived in Atlanta?
I have not.
Okay, so this question is going to be more geared towards Darius since the theme.
I'm deflating. Go ahead, Jordan.
So this question is going to be more geared towards Darius, since you have lived in Atlanta, but you can answer too if you feel like you can relate.
Okay.
What is your favorite place in Atlanta?
Well, this music is just awful. Hello? It's loud in here.
And we're back. What is your favorite place, Darius, in Atlanta?
Of Atlanta?
Yeah, or Georgia.
Or in Georgia.
Atlanta, you know. if you had to pick.
Well, okay, so I'll give you a...
You'll give me $100?
No. Stand by.
Okay.
So the Buford Theater, right?
Yes.
At Christmas, genuinely, is just a good thinking spot. You can literally just park your car there, and it looks like, and I'm not exaggerating, a scene out of Home Alone. So that's been a good thinking spot.
It sounds like you're exaggerating there for a little bit.
No, I'm really not.
Oh, okay.
Drive through Buford at Christmas. It's really cool. Number two,
yes.
And this may seem really weird, but it's backed
up. Second place?
Yeah. Oh, it's backed up by fact. Okay. Hartsfield, yeah, that's Jordan's beard trying to get info time or interview time. Anyways, Atlanta Airport is like the busiest airport by volume period in the world, no matter what, right?
Yeah.
So that means every about 10 to 15 seconds, a plane is either taken off or landing. So in the past, I think on two occasions where I've just needed to like not be in Buford, I've driven there and you can actually just kind of like park your car, you know, where people get picked up and just kind of watch planes just
take off.
Take off and land. Take off and land. Now, granted, I understand that that's to a certain level creepy, but it's still cool to do at least once. Because it's the airport, there's, you know, there's that feeling of like people going somewhere. It's really tempting because if you don't watch yourself, you'll find your, you know, your mind just go, hey, let's just buy a plane ticket for the whatever's in my wallet.
Ain't that the truth, brother?
$90.
We've all been there.
It'll get you to Macon.
to get out of this town. Wow. I haven't, no one's ever come up with something that.
Top that, Jensen.
He had a pretty good one, but.
No, that was the, I yeah, dude.
That was a pretty good episode.
Presidents? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, that is great. I might have to go watch some airplanes take off. There's a song about that.
I'll raise you one, right? Before you go, in Buford, stop and get A, coffee, and B, maybe half a dozen to a dozen
milkshakes?
Krispy Kreme donuts. Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay.
Bring a friend if you want. Heck, bring a group of people. But it's really fun to get donuts and coffee or milk or whatever you have with your donuts and go and watch airplanes take off.
Yes.
Or land or whatever.
I'm excited. Darius, last but not least, I have one more question for you. We're going to talk about how can we get in touch with both you and Jess over Instagram if you want to share that. But first things first, do you have any advice for the listeners or any dreams that you want to share with the listeners before we say goodbye? Yeah, it's kind of a final thoughts.
Jess? I'll let you chime in.
Kind of a final thoughts before we say goodbye to everyone listening
advice,
in. Advice. Any thoughts around what you've learned over the years to give out to our listeners?
Okay. I have one that's really stuck with me.
Yeah.
And it's been brought up on like three occasions in the past like 2-3 weeks, something like that. And the advice that I've given, I've actually gotten from, or have got, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
From my professors, and that is to never think that you're not ready for something or that you're not good enough, because 9 times out of 10 you're prepared for whatever is new or coming down the pike or
sure,
or you're ready for. You're just most times kind of prohibiting or blocking yourself, so don't get in your own
holding
way
holding on to things from the past, maybe.
You don't need a lot to get by in life, so stop telling yourself no and just
suck it up and do it, man.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I asked one of my friends that works in California what she does to learn new things, and the advice she gave me was just partner up with a mentor and go and do it. Because you can only sit and learn out of a textbook so long before you just have to go and try and fail and try and fail and try and fail. So that's my advice.
Ain't that the truth?
Don't eat cake at, what time is it?
Oh, good God. Let's not even talk about that. The Greenhouse Podcast gets pretty late around here, guys.
Don't add 4 shots of espresso when you're in your coffee, unless you're psychotic.
These are all good advice.
Don't drink the little waters in the hotel room, because I don't.
You know, who knows what's in those things, those little things.
Pretty much.
Learn how to take criticism in a positive way.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Very good.
Because we all have room to grow.
Room to grow. Very true. Mm. Well,
and give me my goddamn gumdrops.
What those gumdrops? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Jess and Darius on the Greenhouse Podcast. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
It finally happened, didn't it?
It finally did.
Oy.
Yeah, I brought my radio equipment to you every day for 6 years. Here we are.
That's literally factual.
Finally said yes. Darius, Jess, thanks for joining us on the show. Really appreciate it. Do you have a way for anybody to get in touch with you guys on Instagram or Twitter? If not, that's cool. Just this is your time to plug if you have something.
Nope.
Nothing at all.
I got nothing.
Ah, very good.
She has an Instagram. She's not going to tell you.
That's because it's private. Sorry,
it is,
guys.
Hey,
I have
what?
Some Disney stuff on there that I can't
always
look at Disney.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just said I have Disney stuff on there.
Yeah, if you want, I don't have... Anyways, Nano Titan 3 on Instagram, and if I know you, then you probably have my number, so just use that.
Noise.
And then if you can't reach me, get in touch with this guy over here.
The Greenhouse Podcast.
Otherwise,
that's right.
If he doesn't know you, he's not going to let you follow him anyway. So.
It's true. It's true. Guys, like ladies and gentlemen, you can look us up on Instagram at The Greenhouse Podcast or tweet us at The Greenhouse Pod. Thanks for joining us on the show, guys, and listening in. And this has been The Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say.
I didn't have anything to say.
Nothing
we'll
at all.
With all this cake. All
right. We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye, Dad.
Yes. That is awesome. Very good, guys.
I think someone may have farted because it smells really bad over here. Darius.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
You were five.
I thought I was your last one. Oh, he's a liar.
Yeah, I should have been recorded.
It's recording, actually. It's just not on the air.
None of it's on the air, Jordan!
Happy birthday to a little improv. Darius and Jess will pretend to be somebody else, and so will I. And
who's pretending?
Oh, boy. To the show.